From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And the Help Wanted page has just got a new ad. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer is retiring. Ballmer was a Harvard classmate of Microsoft founder Bill Gates. He joined Microsoft in 1980 as its first business manager, replaced Gates as CEO in 2000, and became Microsoft's biggest cheerleader. Here's a video from a presentation that went viral.
I have four words for you. I love this company. Yeah!
But did Steve Ballmer fail to bring the company he loved into the future? NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn joins us. And Steve, Ballmer is actually going to leave within the year when a replacement is found. But put this in context. Microsoft, certainly a huge company, but what boat was he accused of missing?
Well, actually, lots of boats. So the first was probably search. You know, Microsoft fell well behind Google in search and has been struggling now for more than a decade to catch up, spending billions of dollars, but still not really capturing much market share there with Bing. Then he missed the mobile phone revolution. When the iPhone first came out, Ballmer famously mocked it. Then he missed tablets. When the iPad came out, he made comments to NPR's Laura Seidel suggesting tablets really wouldn't be such a big deal.
Oh, dear.
So there have been a number of big trends that have pushed Microsoft off its game that he hasn't been seen as responding to quickly or nimbly.
But what did he do for the company?
Well, he was certainly a source of stability. Microsoft is still an enormous company. It has roughly $70 billion in cash. It's profitable. There are more than a billion PCs that run Microsoft products around the world. It has a big cloud computing business. He bought Skype and incorporated Skype into Microsoft. He built the Xbox, which is another billion-dollar business. So the company has done a lot, but the biggest trends in technology have sort of left it behind.
Yeah, this idea that people are far more using their mobile devices than software for PCs, and that's where Microsoft really shines. But we understand that in his statement today, he said there's no good time for something like this, but now is the right time. And by the way, investors seem to agree Microsoft shares jumped more than 8% in pre-market trading.
Right.
He meant, though, Ballmer meant, that they were in the middle of some sort of revamping. What is that?
Well, Ballmer has said that Microsoft is no longer going to be purely a software company. It's going to be a devices and services company. Another big trend in computing is that instead of buying, you know, a CD of software or downloading software for your PC and installing it, many products are now available in the cloud. So Google sells a corporate version of Gmail that competes directly with Microsoft Outlook. Microsoft's responded to that by trying to sell software as a service. So that's one big pivot the company is in the midst of. The other is this idea that it's going to, like Apple, build its own devices that run its software. So last year it launched the Surface tablet, and it's struggled somewhat with that. But those are two huge transitions the company's right in the middle of now.
And he says he's 57 or 8, I think, and he wants someone who will be able to take the company into the future. Bill Gates is said to be part of the special committee to search for a replacement. Just a few seconds here, but these names become big names in business. Does one jump out at you that might take this helm?
Well, I think the former head of Skype, Mr. Bates, I'm forgetting his first name, is widely seen as a strong internal candidate. But I think Microsoft really needs to find someone with a vision to make the PC, its core strength, relevant again.
Well, I'm sure that fellow would just as soon, he's happy to be known as the creator of Skype. NPR's technology correspondent Steve Henn, thank you so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.